All right, no, there sorry. Are.
Dude, what demons are you slaying?
Fear of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark?
I didn't realize. I forgot I was. I was crippling. I was so afraid of the dark when I was little. The other day, I was down in my basement. I think I talked about
basements are horrifying.
My power went out, and I fucking shit my pants and ran upstairs, and I started thinking, like, that's fucking lame to be scared, like, be afraid of your basement in the dark.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I started doing dark walks, where I walk into it. I just go, fuck it, and I walk into my dark basement, and I make myself just sit in my basement in the darkness and walk around. It's spooky down there, dude. If
basements are the spookiest places.
I was literally, it was like a phobia level where I was like, because I was like watching it, I was watching True Detective, and I'm like, it's so fucking lame, I'm scared of the dark. I was like, what a fucking bitch. And I was just like, because I'll even like walk through my house, and I'll like look through the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh my God. So I made myself, the first night after True Detective, I left my backyard light on, and there's like a little window that like lit up my basement a little bit, but it's still dark. I made it halfway down the stairs. I was like, nope. And I fucking ran upstairs. Like, because I have this red, that someone was plugged in. There's like a red light, like a drill or something. I was like, fuck it, dude. I pussied out. And I was like, fuck it. So I went down and did it again. So I've been systematically desensitizing myself to
good,
fear of the dark.
To fear of the dark.
Dude. So I crushed my fear of the dark daemons. What other daemons? Basically getting high and bugging out demons, crush them. In terms of like bugging and be like, oh God, if. Crush those
getting
demons.
High, those demons are fucking in my ass.
I'm crushing all of them.
I can't
dude.
Get rid of those.
You can. That's
I can't.
Well, my thing is, once it's a domino effect. Once you crush a demon, you're like I was bugging out.
Once you punch a demon in the face, you realize, dude, any of your demons you can conquer.
That's what I'm saying.
That's one thing I love about the Shat Nation, dude. And the podcast. This is low key inspirational.
For real, dude.
Low key inspiration.
It is, dude.
Check your bitch.
Yep.
That's what everybody here needs to know. You gotta make sure your bitch is checked.
You gotta Suge Knight your bitch every now and again. Just fucking psychically feed over the fucking LA, over the fucking Mohegan
Vanilla
Sun.
Ice her, dude. Hold her over the fucking balcony.
Figuratively.
Yeah, dude. Or you could literally, domestic violence is sick, dude.
Or you know what's a good move? If you're fucking arguing with your girlfriend, since you can't hit her, to start shadow boxing like around, just turn around and just be like, what are you doing? Just be like, I'm fucking, I just need some time. And just show her the fucking
her
raw power
happen.
You have, dude.
I haven't had to. I've never punched a wall.
Just pick things up. Pick up the table. Like,
start lifting heavy shit. I've never punched a wall, like, out of anger outside of, like, a Notre Dame game.
Did you really?
My current bitch is pushing me to wall punching levels.
Did you ever smash a phone?
No.
That's what I tell any girl I've dated that made me smash a phone. I'm like, welcome to the Hall of Greats. Three women in my life made me smash phones.
You're officially great.
You're in the Hall of Greats if you make me smash a fucking phone, dude.
Oh,
there's a lot of androids in the junkyard, dude, from a couple of relationships.
I had
like, fucking bye!
Yeah. I had a friend at Elon. He played fullback. He was from Jersey. Above his bed in his dorm room, because he would lay on his back on the phone with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Holes fucking everywhere in this guy's wall next to his bed, because he'd be on the phone and he'd just be like, I remember, because then he would call his mom.
Yeah.
And it would be the fun, because he was a WOP. He was from Jersey.
Oh, my
jacked
God.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Jacked motherfucker. Draws. His name was fucking Joey Draws, dude.
Oh
he was huge.
God.
He horrified me. But he would call his mom after. He'd be like, hey, Ma. He's like, I'm going to kill this bitch, Ma. Like, he would go full fucking Guido punching walls and shit. I was like, damn, this guy's in love.
He definitely
dude.
Hit his girlfriend.
He's in love. No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm still kind of friend. I still like the guy.
Sorry. He was like Ronnie. Was he as jacked as Ronnie?
He was Ronnie.
And he
might
like,
have been Ronnie.
What are you fucking crazy? I can't. I gotta call my mom. I gotta talk to Ma now. What are you doing to me? You're making me call my mother
he
at this hour.
He was Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he played fullback and he was fucking yoked, dude.
My mom's gotta get up at 6 a.m. to smoke cigarettes. She doesn't have time for this. I don't have time for what you're doing to me.
I was like 300 pounds just sitting there, just like, what the fuck is going on? I'm trying to black out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I've finally found somebody that made me want to punch walls. So it's good. It's nice. It's nice
fun.
Being in love, dude.
Yeah, you're in fucking, you're like, this is
I've
like,
been in love before. This is the first love.
This is
where
I've been in love.
I'm just full domestic violence coursing through my veins.
All I know is love, dude.
Yeah, you're pretty much always in love.
I've never been
in
love.
My first love relationship.
Bro.
It stinks.
It gets to the point where the next thing you're 32 and you're like, what the fuck? How does this always happen to me?
Yeah, why does this always happen to me?
Why am I always in love?
Love is where you're both, there's no, you don't feel that rage coursing through you.
Yeah.
Straight love, though, That's when you're punching walls, calling your ma.
Yeah, that's when you're having like arguments. Like I'll have like
turn into Wario. I'll have turn into Wario.
You probably jump over there and kick your ass. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, love is Mario. That'd be funny. Love Mario is Mario. Just, love is Wario.
That could be the level. That could be what Mario is all about, dude. His girlfriend was cheating. He was trying to drive, get to the castle and just beat the fuck out of her. Just
beating the shit out of turtles.
Just gets to the castle and hits her with a wrench. He's like, this is what I told you. I'm hanging out with people like this. Oh my god. But yeah, that's my whole new kick of 2019, dude. Smashing demons.
Smashing demons.
Dude,
how many of our enemies do you think are listening right now?
Dude, I was thinking about that this weekend. I was loving thinking about our enemies just being like, are they still doing this?
Did anyone even listen to that? Yeah, like, dude.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Thousands suck a of fucking motherfuckers are on dick. Our dicks right now.
Suck
dude.
A fat dick, dude.
Suck his tits.
Woo.
Suck his titties. You get your tits sucked?
Oh, yeah, I get my tits sucked.
Yeah, I do
suck
too
my
now.
Fucking nipples. I love
suck
that shit.
Suck on my tits, dude.
Dude, my nipples are sensitive as fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's nice. I didn't think I'd like it.
Woo.
I'm into it.
My baby knows. She wants to speed me up, dude. If she starts sucking
she wants to
my
get
nips,
you going?
I'm done, dude.
Yeah, what noise do you make when she starts sucking them?
Whoa.
Oh, you go Asian.
If I get my nips sucked, I am fully like it's, dude. That is my boner rocket.
I'm like, stop, stop.
Ooh.
You better stop. You're gonna make me fucking pop right now,
dude. I yesterday got some. Fucking snizz. I went on like a very like no porn.
You got snizz yesterday?
I got fucking snizz. It was like, man, we were on a rocky road, dude. So we were fucking, we had a significant, we did
that's
some.
That's the best time to get snizz. Ooh. When you break through that fucking rocky rough patch.
Yeah, we busted through like level 1009 of like rocky run.
Dude, we're on a quick pace. We're trying to catch you. Me and baby girl are trying to fucking match your guys'
what level.
What
you guys on?
We're all fucking like. Probably rough patch like 28, but this is like 3 months.
Yeah, fight with your girl is the worst video game ever, dude.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, dude, I was, and it's like a maze, dude. They like make these mazes for you, and then you have to sit there like the fucking mythical hero you are and break through their fucking illusions, dude, and their riddles. She's just putting up riddles and illusions. You have to be like, wait a second, no, and you have to break
wait,
that.
Is this true? Are you a fucking idiot? Am I an idiot? Am I a fucking idiot? What's happening? Are we both idiots?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we're both idiots.
That I was on that a couple times where I'm like, I'm nuts. You're fucking nuts.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll be like,
we're gonna end up
out.
In pajama pants
and
during
I'm
the
just
day.
Like, we're fucking idiots.
Yeah, a couple times I thought I was in like the Choose Your Own Adventure where like I'd end up in like pajama pants arguing with the cops there. I'm like,
pajama pants VFW.
You've been running me down for 10 years.
You've been going old black man.
How much did you see True Detective?
Yeah.
What is she's like? You're so dumb. Everything you touch turns to shit. And he's like, woman, you've been running me down for 10 years,
dude.
Yeah,
the Choose Your Own Adventure is definitely, and so far everyone I see leads me to just drunk at a VFW.
Oh, for sure.
That's how my life ends. Hammered at an Elks.
That's
just
a good.
Like, Notre Dame lost again? Heart attack, and that's it. Lights out.
Dude, I fucking yesterday, so like I haven't been on the porn. Without watching porn, I don't jerk off that much at all. I don't have the desire to really that much. I still have to crank one out every now and again, but like. So I
do your are your erections? Do you get like no reason boners, or you just going?
Sometimes they've been coming
flaccid.
Up. I've been getting like no reason boners. I caught a dude. I like saw something the other day.
I'm sorry. This is I got to give credit to baby girl for this because this is very funny. Which sucks because it was definitely one of her exes that came up with it.
Yeah.
But whoever he was funny. He calls a semi chicken parm for some reason. Like if you have a semi erect dick, he's like, oh, you got chicken parm going.
That's
calling it your parm is so funny.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, I got chicken parm. I'm parmed up.
I got parm. Dude, I noticed that like I when you if you go if you quit porn, I'm like I think like 25% rewired. When you quit porn, you start getting, like, the rockest of hard fucking birds, dude. It's hard, too, though, holding back your crumb. So I was, like, going so slow, dude, holding my crumb. And I'm going, doing a couple of fucking full stops. Just, you know, like, the ride stops when people are getting
on, full
dude.
Stop.
Yeah, dude.
I'll full
like,
stop and, like, go for, like, a kiss.
I just go all the way in full stop. Like, what are you doing? Keep going. I'm like,
just let it sit.
I'm like, hold on. I want to go slow. Dude. So I'm going, and finally, it's time, dude. I'm like, all right, this can't go on any longer.
Yeah.
And I pull out thinking, like, it's just another crumb like any other. I pulled up a sports bra to crumb into it, And as it started coming out, I was like, this is not for sport. And it just shot over the sports bra.
Sports bra.
All I heard was her like, when the girls get come on, they're like, oh my God. I'm like, yes. Literally in the middle. At one point, was like, and I went, I started letting out high pitch. Dude, it was so much crumb, dude. I started letting out high pitch. I was worried my neighbor could hear me.
Dude, I'm sorry. Today, this morning, I had sex and I made a funny noise when I came and it made me laugh so hard. I was like, I'm going to fucking come. we were in a fucking gay condom.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only time I ever have the confidence to CP.
Oh,
it's not a true CP,
God,
but
dude.
Yeah.
No, that's still even, no, but I'm saying even CPing with a condom on, I'm a screaming demon.
Yeah,
dude.
I was just like, I was like, I'm gonna come.
Ooh, I can't stay silent, dude. When all my nerve endings are firing in that one spot of that one moment, I can't hold it in, dude.
Yeah, dude, you become one with the universe. You just flow through the cosmos.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Neil deGrasse.
Well, the funniest part is, like, I knew exactly where I was, and I was just, like, I knew I was coming. She starts laughing at me when I'm, like, because I'm, like, ah! Oh! And yeah. I'm fucking
when you would do that when we lived together, I'd be in the room over laughing.
I didn't know you could hear me.
Yeah, you're screaming. Every time you come, you're like, I'm going to do it. I'd be in my room like, half asleep.
Dude, the whole time, Derek, I'm like, shh.
I know. The whole time, every time you'd fuck, it'd be like loud clapping, and then you'd be like, shh, 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 shh. I'd hear you be like, Shane. He can hear us, Shane.
I can't help it, dude. I'm a passionate man.
No, it's hot. It's hot. I'll give it, like, when you're telling a chick to be quiet when she's, like, making noises,
it's
so
awesome.
Fucking hot. It's like, you gotta shut the fuck up.
Every,
and you keep...
every shush, I'm like, oh, God, I'm harder. Oh, God. Yeah. Every shush, I'm closer to coming.
She can make me, if a chick, yeah, whenever she wants to end it, she can make it end just by making a lot of noise.
Oh, dude.
And I'm just like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
If they say anything
like
about
the grape
coming,
lady.
I'm like, oh, God.
I sounded like the grape lady when I came. I was like, here, watch this.
Oh, my God. Dude, Bezos got fucking.
What?
Bezos cheated on his wife.
Bezos did?
Yeah, Bezos was fucking.
How the fuck did he get caught?
That's what I said, dude. I was just thinking about this today. It's like...
Maybe he's not the evil super genius he thought he was.
Dude, my thing is like, oh, yeah, or he is. Because I was like, how does a billionaire get divorced? If you have $1 billion, you could totally Navy SEAL your wife.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm leaving you. You could be like, okay.
Yeah. Well, you're leaving
one
Earth,
phone
too.
Call.
You're
yeah.
dead.
Yeah, dude, you could definitely...
I'm going to launch you into space.
I'm wondering if he...
Yeah.
What else is up?
I was down at... I was in the car with Claire. And every time she plugs in her iPhone on her car, it plays John Mayer.
Nice.
She loves John Mayer. And, dude, John Mayer is the gayest music. It's like...
What song comes on?
They're all the exact same. Every song is like, you are a princess and I love you. You're going to find Mr. Right and you're beautiful. Every single song is to these girls that are like, John Mayer's really good. And it's like,
it's hilarious.
You are a princess. I love you. Your body's perfect. Oh, wow.
Even did that song where he's like, to the dads being like, don't mess up your daughters. Yeah, like,
fathers be good to your daughters.
That was his problem, dude. He was getting so much sniz. He was like, he was probably sitting there just like, all right, how do I deal with crazy sniz? He's like, all right, I'm gonna take a shot
at all their dads.
I'm gonna attack this at the source, dude.
And that's the funny thing, because he's always making these love songs. It's like, dude, he's just fucking groupies. Like, he's just banging chicks all the time.
Dude.
And then he's making love songs, which is, it's such a funny thing for dudes to make love songs.
Yeah.
And then just fuck a ton of chicks.
He's a monster, dude.
Yeah,
Imagine, it's a great
plan.
I mean, it's definitely a good headspace.
It's like Gillette.
If you're meeting a new girl every day, you could write a million love songs.
Yeah. Like, I love your brown hair and your brown eyes.
I have blonde hair.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, princess, you're beautiful.
I fucked a dude.
Yeah, one of those songs. One time I fucked a guy.
He does
I
have that breath.
Run through the halls of a guy's butt.
He does have that, like, breathy voice.
Oh, it's so fucking annoying.
I always imagine him back when he was at open mics, when he got up and was just like...
Oh, he gets on every one of his open mic songs. Is probably like, waitress at the bar, you're beautiful. I'm gonna fuck you next.
Your ass smells so good.
Yeah, but then she started shitting on my music.
What'd
which was funny because I listen to like Run the Jewels, and every song is like, I'm the fucking man, bitch. She's like, turn this the fuck off.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You want to put on John Mayer?
It's like, you got to work hard, girl, but you're still beautiful. And it's funny. I always say how good of a musician he is.
I mean, he's great. That's the standard knowledge about him, is that he is like an elite guitarist,
fantastic guitarist.
Yeah, it's just lyrically, he leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, he could have been a bad boy. Instead, he
went full Snails.
You're right, dude.
But just Drake does that
a lot. Drake writes a lot of songs for girls. And I'm always like,
so many songs with Drake that I, you know me, dude. I love Drizzy Drake. He is fucking
I'm team soldier.
I know you're soldier.
God damn, young fucking Draco. Look, man. You check the back pages, you'll find some amateur porn stars being like, "Check out my vid." And they work double at both sides of the circuit, bro. I'm letting you know.
I appreciate you.
Don't stay off of back pages, bro.
I don't get on back pages.
I used to get like real drunk and like I would call hookers on back page and they'd answer. I'd be like, I can't do this, and just hang up. I'd be like, oh God, no.
I got drunk and prank called a bunch of hookers once.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That
fun.
Was really fun.
That is fun.
That was fun. I'd be like, can you? Oh my God, my friend kept doing it. Deeded. He would call. Also uncut. Shout out Deeded.
Nice.
Yeah. Imagine that. He's got a sick ass dick. But we would call and we would just be like, could you also on the way stop at McDonald's and maybe pick us up a fart? Would you eat a fart on the way? Oh, it was just so fucking immature.
And they're probably just
so
like, are you serious?
Funny.
Oh my
fuck
God.
You. I'm calling the cops. And I'd be like, call them, you idiot.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we'd call them and just be like, make sure you pick me up a like large Coke, some French fries. Also, see if they have farts. She'd be like, what?
I'm sorry, what, honey?
Grab me a fart.
Dude,
that's classic prank call.
The world of high-end prostitutes is like, that's a whole different thing, dude. That's just like the hottest girl in everyone's class. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking toots now.
We're talking
straight up toots.
Talking about the girl in seventh grade who had tits before everyone else, dude.
Oh, I remember.
Everyone was just like, that's a goddess, dude. You're in seventh grade and someone has tits. People are just like, ah.
Seventh grade, I dated the girl with the biggest tits. I mean, it was tit city.
Dude, that's insane.
That's one of my proudest accomplishments.
Like, we were in Vegas. Did I ever tell you about this? We were in Vegas and like we wanted to, it's for one of my friend's bachelor party. And we were like, actually, I was passed out on the floor. I definitely told you about this. And like two of my friends were trying to like, they're like, we're going to call our other friend, like a hooker, two hookers to wake him up or whatever. Fucking like, but they were all drunk. And then like they called these like super high end, because people hand you out baseball cards in Vegas,
sure.
of hookers, basically. Like little Mexican dudes, like, oh, see,
a bunch of lads.
Lads hand out baseball cards to hookers. So like, I'm literally, I hadn't slept. Like, I'd got there late at night. I'd been up drinking and gambling all night. I'm on the floor laying there. And I hear them like, no, let's call them, blah, blah, blah. So, and then like after they make the call, and I'm laying there, and I hear my one friend and my other friend like, dude, why are you taking your shirt off, dude? Why are you getting in the hot tub right now? Are you trying to get sexy for the hookers, dude? And I'm just laying on the floor like, what the fuck is going on? And then finally they come, and they're like, hey, we're here. It's another like $700 each for us to do like anything. And they're like, well, we already paid $150, and like that's just for us to come. And they're like, can you just like nudge him and wake him up? And like they're like, whatever. Just nudged my closet. They just woke him up, and they were gone.
Damn.
They were so hot. That's my whole point of my story. I saw them and I was like, oh, angels, dude.
They probably are unreal.
So, dude, like.
Like high-end Vegas hookers?
Like women that are so hot, it looks like they float. That was like my Uber driver the other day. Or my Lyft driver.
Her.
Dude, she picked me up and I was like.
Oh my God. You're like, you need to be my baby girl, dude.
I mean, bro, I don't even think butter melted in this girl's mouth, dude. That's how perfect she was. She was fucking perfect. God damn it. I'm talking to her and I'm like, just be cool, dude. You have a girlfriend. You're not a cheater. This isn't going to go anywhere. And still in my brain, dude. I was telling you yesterday, she would like be like, and I'm from Dominican Republic, and her fingers would go
damn.
Up. And I would just want it to just pop, 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 just lick the top of all of her five fingers and be like, all right, back to the conversation. She was that hot, dude.
Damn.
God damn.
That was probably SP 500. Wait, so this lady, you said she talked like...
She had the Cardi B voice. She was like from the Dominican Republic. I thought she... I can tell Dominican women. Like, I can tell.
So she talked like a homie figurine would talk if it had a voice.
Dude, if an angel, dude. She talked about like an angel hovering over the barrio, dude.
You know that Puerto Rican, like, bumper sticker that's always there that's like a kid with like baggy jeans?
Yeah, I know what a homie...
Hat.
Yeah, I know what a homie figure is.
Yeah, but there's also a sticker that I see a lot that's basically a homie figurine.
I'm thinking of like...
There's a Puerto Rican sticker of like a... young kid with like baggy jeans and a backwards hat.
That when I see homies, I think like, yo, what's going on? This chick was like, yeah,
homies would talk like that.
And it's, dude, they would. You're right. And it's like a fucking angel's harp. When I hear Dominican women speak English, I'm just like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
She's like, because we were crossing over this road. There's like a bridge with like water. And the water's
a bridge with like water.
She had to like ford across this stream basically in her little fucking car. And she's like, oh my God, I feel like I'm back in my country, man. And I'm like, you're from, where are you from? She's like, the Dominican Republic.
How long of the drive was this?
It's like a 25-minute drive, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. My car was in the shop. I needed a fucking lift, bro. And we're chatting up, and I'm just like, be cool. And after, like, I'm getting out of my car. And I've been cool the whole time.
Chill.
So we pull up in front of, we pass my house, and next to my house, these two houses like look like they're abandoned. So she stopped, and finally I lost. She was like, hey, man, it's so cool. Like, you, like, it seemed like you've lived so much for being so young. And I'm like, that my house is back there. I don't live here. And I was just like, I got to get out of here, dude.
You had to hit eject on that.
Yeah, I'm like, it's kind of newer looking. It's not these. I don't know who lives here. And I was just like.
That's just being a good boyfriend.
Yeah, but dude, it's being a good boyfriend in the face of just fucking, dude. And Liv sends you an email, and I opened it. And I saw her face again. I was like,
I remember
so hot, dude.
Yeah, girls don't understand that.
God,
girls don't
man.
Understand the greatness and strength it takes to turn down a hot babe.
And dude, we had a great.
Not that you were offered anything, but I'm saying.
I mean, dude, if I had been working, I forget what it's called. It's something language where you're like kind of trying to get something out of it. If I had been fucking hitting my little angles and like asking, you know, been in Tinder date. If I'd been in Tinder date mode, it would. But again. Since I wasn't, that might have piqued the interest. I'm not trying to get all pickup artists either, but like, we ended on a good note.
You'd be a good pickup artist, teacher.
No, because my thing is, once I'm actively trying to like fuck a girl.
I'm joking. You'd be terrible.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. Whenever I'm actively trying to fuck a girl, right away they're like, what the fuck's going on?
You'd be like, tell her about the book Tribe.
Yeah, man.
But one time when Caitlin and I first started dating,
mm-hmm.
I think I told you this. I was talking to this girl at a bar. She was very hot, and I could have hooked up with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got so drunk that I went home, called Caitlin, left a voicemail, and I was like, I was with the hottest fucking girl tonight, and I didn't do anything because I love you so much.
Oh my God.
And I like hung up and I was like, that was a nice thing. I woke up the next morning just like, holy shit, dude, what a stupid fucking voicemail.
What do you mean the hottest?
I was like, she was all right. And that was just a joke.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
They can't appreciate that.
Can't appreciate the true art of being like.
Even if a girl was off. Like, I was with the hottest guy, but I didn't even touch him. I'm like, ew, you were fucking horny for some guy? What the fuck's wrong with you?
No, it is.
Ew.
Yeah.
I think girls can understand, though. When there's, like, I get caught looking at asses every time I go food shopping. I'll look over, and Brittany will be like, what's that? I'm like, fat fucking ass, bro. You call me.
Fat old ass.
It fucking took
real
me.
Real thick ass bitch in the
There's
ball.
A lady who works at Whole Foods who has the most bubblicious butt, dude. And that's another one, dude. I'm like, I'm having a good.
To get in there.
I see her enough. I have a good rapport, but I'm just like, get away from me, dude.
What do you think about, here's one for you. Would you Nuru with that Lyft driver?
I would Nuru her, dude. I'd let her lay on the fucking air mattress. How about
that?
And
you would Nuru her.
I would Nuru her.
You wouldn't even need oil. It'd be ejaculate
everywhere. I'd be perspiring so sweetly, dude. I would just fucking just roll over, dude. That's nothing a girl wants is a guy to like slide around on her. Like your warm balls just like, oh, hold on. I rolled weird. My balls hurt.
I had a guy in Pittsburgh. He was telling a joke about how he doesn't want to be gross when he fucks.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I work out so that I don't want to be gross when I'm 40 and fucking.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, man, I'm definitely gross fucking. Like if somebody filmed me fucking, I've seen it. I've seen a reflection or like a shadow of me fucking. It's
your
so
Peter
gross,
Pan
dude.
Shadow.
The Peter Pan shadow. Because Caitlin has like nightlights in her room sometimes. Yeah. And I'll just catch a glimpse like on the side of the wall of like my, because I don't have an ass either.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like a big, thick body, and then it just drops to like little tiny, skinny legs sticking out the back. It's really terrible.
If someone looked in, they thought like the Marshmallow Man was attacking.
It really is like I'm like, we gotta turn that fucking light off.
I don't.
Humiliating.
I don't like. I'm not. I don't get off on the whole mirror like.
Oh, me neither.
Like we were having sex the other morning. The door was angled in a way where like a mirror hangs on the back. She's like, look, you can see us in the mirror, and it's like yep, there we are.
Gross.
It's my dumbass and fucking you. It's like, yeah. I'm aware I'm fucking you. I don't need to see it.
Terrific.
Do you ever video yourselves?
No.
You got to video yourselves, dude.
I absolutely will not.
Video yourselves.
I've seen a shadow and been ashamed. There's no way I'm fucking filming me.
I got a couple of Ray J's out, dude.
You should delete those.
Ah, dude, take them.
Wait till the YouTubes get a hold of those. You're going to need to go
I know what to do. I got the fucking remedy, dude.
You got the fucking blueprint.
I dare you, YouTube.
From the Turk, dude.
I dare you, YouTube.
From that young Turk.
I told you. I'll put the fucking hijab on, dude. It'll be like the mask, dude. I'll fucking be like, somebody stop me. Rolling there. Yeah, like,
it's a little out of context, but it's still a great joke.
Yes!
We were talking about how she might have been wearing a hijab, and that's the mask for terrorism.
Yeah, dude.
You put it on the fucking the hijab, you're just like...
Your neighbor sees you, like, what are you doing tonight? You're like, I'm going out. You chuck him out the window.
You take an AK out, and you're like, don't give me more views, YouTube.